This week's fire style. This week's fire style. Fireside Toupee Day. Begins with a admittedly very strange mitzvah. And that is the mitzvah of Eishes Yipas Toar. Torah tells us that if you go to war and you're victorious in battle and you take captive and you see a lovely woman, and you desire to take her as a wife, you have to do all sorts of things before you're allowed to marry her. You bring her home, and you shave her head, and you let her fingernails grow. She has to remove her fancy clothing. And amongst everything else, it says that she sits in your house, uvachses avia vesima yarach yom. You have to let her cry. For a whole month, she gets to cry. It's a very strange mitzvah. We'll make it even a little bit stranger here. Because the Medrash Halacha, the Sifrei, has a machlokas. What does it mean that she has to cry? Rabbi Eliezer says it means that she has to cry for her parents. After all, she's left out forever. Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva says she has to cry. Avia Vesima is a remez, is a kinoi for her avodah zara, her previous spiritual lifestyle. And you give her a whole month to cry over the fact that she's leaving her avodah zara. She needs a whole month to cry for that she's leaving her avodah zara. That's the din. Let's make it a little bit stranger. Zohar says that the pasuk uvachta esavia ve'etima yarach yamin, that she cries for her father and her mother for a month, Torah says that's a remez for Chodesh Elul, for the month of Elul. What's going on? Not a cry for the Avodah Zarah. This is a remez for the month of Elul. I want to share with you an explanation that I saw on the Sefer Shabbos Shiurim by Rav Mordechai Miller Lassalle from Gateshead. He explains as follows. Let's take a look a little bit later on in this week's parsha. A little bit later on, we have the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. It's a pretty famous mitzvah. You see a bird's nest, and inside the nest are eggs or little chicks. You want to take the eggs, you want to take the chicks. So you have to shoo away the mother bird, and after you send away the mother bird, then you're allowed to take the eggs or the baby chicks. Shalech to shalach et ha'ein bet ha'banim tikach lach, and the Torah tells you a reward. L'man yitav lach v'ha'arach tayamim. You'll be blessed with long days. The Gemara at the end of Masechet Chulin tells us, what does it mean to be blessed with long days? In quotes in the name of Rabbi Yaakov, that long days doesn't mean you'll live a long life in this world necessarily, but it means you'll be blessed with arichas yamim and olam haba. You'll get a great reward in olam haba. That's the way Rabbi Yaakov understood the psukim. And then the Gemara comes along, tells a story. story about Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya was a great chacham who lived at the time of the Tanoim. But at some point, went off the derech and became an apikoros. He stopped being religious. What caused him to leave the path of Torah? He was a great chacham. So the Gemara says, one possibility, the Gemara has a number of possibilities what might have caused him. But one of the possibilities the Gemara suggests is as follows. That once Elisha ben Avuya was walking along and he saw a father tell his son to climb up a tree, shoo away the mother bird and take down the eggs that are in the nest. And the son listened to his father, climbed up the tree, shooed away the mother birds, takes the eggs, and on the way down, climbing down the tree, the child lost his balance, fell, Rachmana Litzlan died. And Elisha ben Avuya saw this, and he couldn't take it, because he said that his son was being mekayim two mitzvot in the Torah. There are two mitzvot in the Torah that promised you long life. Tibur Avein and Shiluach HaKeh. And here it is, he does both mitzvot, and he died. There's no God. No God. That's the story of the Gemara in Chulin. But Zalman Sirotkin Zatzal, he asks in the Sefer of Naim with Torah, if Elisha ben Avuya was such a smart person, why didn't he interpret the Pesukim like Rabbi Yaakov? That Arichas Yomim doesn't mean necessarily in Olam Hazeh, it means Arichas Yomim in Olam Haba. Why did he assume that that was the pshat? That it meant to live a long life, and then for that he gave up all of Torah. There was another obvious explanation. Why didn't he assume the other explanation? Rav Sarotkin points out that there's a Gemara in Chagiga, another Gemara about Elisha ben Avuya. That when Elisha ben Avuya, the Gemara says, would get up from sitting and learning in the Beis Medrash, Sifrei Minim, Hayunof Limecheko, there was literature that was Kfira, that was apostasy, that would fall out of his clothing. Meaning even when Elisha ben Avuya, before he gave up Yiddishkeit, even when he was sitting and learning in the Beis Medrash, he was reading this literature. And this literature influenced him. Made an impression on him. And at that time, even though he was still Shomer Torah mitzvos, but the more he read, the more of an impression it made on him. So by the time the incident happened, when he saw the son who listened to his father's Mekayim Shiluach HaKeh and then fell and died, he couldn't interpret the Torah any other way. He was so influenced, the foundations of his beliefs were so corroded that the only interpretation he could come to was, well, it must mean that he's supposed to be promised long life in this world and there isn't, doesn't happen, there's no Torah, there's no God, there's no mitzvot, and he gives it all up. Because when the foundations are so corrupted and so corroded, then everything that follows is also going to be tainted. Now says the Mordechai number. Let's go back to the ancient Sifat Torah. Why do you give her 30 days to cry about her Avodah Zarah? Because this ancient Sifat Torah, somebody Jewish is going to marry her, she's going to convert. She's going to adopt Yahadim. It's going to have to be a Shomer Torah Mitzvah. If that adoption of Torah Mitzvah is going to be based on her still adhering to her lifestyle of Avodah Zarah, then the whole thing is going to come collapsing down. She'll never be able to become truly somebody part of Am Yisrael. If she's going to accept Yahdus, if she's going to be Misgaya, she has to realize that her whole previous spiritual lifestyle, the whole connection to the Avodah Zarah, is finished, gamarnu. It has to be eradicated from her thinking process. Give her 30 days to mourn over the fact that her Avodah Zarah is gone. And only then can you begin to build a life that's going to be based on Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. That's why she needs 30 days to mourn Avodah Zarah. It's dead. Her connection to that lifestyle, to her pagan lifestyle, is finished. She has to realize it. And only then can she begin to rebuild. What does the Zohar mean when it says it fills 30 days of the month of Elul? Shoshana comes along and begins the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And we have to do tshuva. But if we try to do tshuva when the foundations that we have, our beliefs, or our lifestyle, are still corrupted from a whole year of not doing tshuva, we're never going to be able to do proper tshuva. We need the month of Elul to begin to clear out of our minds all our previous assumptions and all our previous connections. Not Achman al-Islam to Avodah Zarah, but to everything that's going to taint our ability to do tshuva. We need 30 days of a certain sense of tahara before we can begin to do proper tshuva. And that's what the Zohar means when it says that the Vachsa Taviyah Vatima Yerach Yamin Zu Chodesh Elul. That's what Elul is here for. Before we can build new, we have to remove the yoke. So how do you do it? How do you spend your Elul properly? What's the avoda? We're not yet in Aseret Yemei Tshuva. We're not up to doing tshuva yet. Although it's good to do tshuva every day of the year. But that's not the special avoda. I heard this past Shabbos, that was yesterday. Rav Milinowitz, the Rav Ramasek Shemesh, the following suggestion. Fairly well known, the Bach quotes it in his Parish on the Tour, that Elul can be understood as Rashi Tevos for Ani Ledobi Ledobi Li. I am for my beloved, my beloved is for me. Pasuk from Shir HaShirim. Maybe that's the avoda of the month of Elul. Not necessarily to start doing tshuva about specific mitzvah, which again could be good any day. But if you want to know what's unique to the month of Elul, to begin to incorporate this idea in my life. Ani ledodi vedodi li, I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be part of my life. I want to have a connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. I don't want to view HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being something on the periphery or someone on the outside, someone who I pay homage to a little bit in the morning and a little bit at night, and the rest of the day I just do what I do. I want to invite him into my home. I want to invite him into my life. I want him to be part of everything that I do. And I want him there with me every step of the way. And what he does for me, kavyocho, I would like to do, if I can, for him. Ani ledodi, ledodi. If we spend the month of Elul working on that idea, then we're ready. When Rosh Hashanah comes along,
really begin the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Because then the tshuva will be built on a firm foundation. And the building that I build, beginning Rosh Hashanah, based on the solid foundation, will hopefully, Be'ezrat Hashem, be a binyan adeyat.